Hello there, I'm Deb Knight. Welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. And while it wasn't the huge bounce back we wanted, after yesterday, just a small loss looked much better to investors. The market wasn't able to shrug off a negative Wall Street lead, which reacted to comments from US Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggesting a further delay to interest rate cuts. The ASX 200 closed the day down 7 points, or 0.1%, to 7,605. Utility stocks were the star performer, with the sector finishing more than 2.8% higher. And while critical minerals become, well, more critical, Gina Rinehart today made her next move into the sector. These are the types of materials that will be launching the next wave of technology development and energy transition, so they have been pretty hot property of late. Rinehart's Hancock Prospecting has been hunting for opportunities in the sector, and in October last year took up a 19.9% stake in lithium miner Liontown Resources. Hancock also holds significant stakes in Brazilian Rare Earths and Arafura Rare Earths, which received recent government assistance to the tune of $840 million. The target this time, though, was Lynas Rare Earths, with Rinehart and Hancock snapping up 5.82% of the company, worth about $50 million. The move has a lot to do with China, where a ban on exports of rare earths has seen them assert dominance in the market. Australia has about one-tenth of the reserves held by China, but could well become a much more significant player. The share price for Lynas jumped just under 6% on the day to $6.45, continuing the run which has seen it buck the trend and gain 12% over the last month. To the winner's circle, and it was a solid gold day for Evolution Mining, which reported it had increased its output of the metal by 15%. Shares pushed higher by 7.5%, with St Barbara up 5.7%, Silver Lake up 4%, and De Grey adding 5.5% by association. Despite Bank of Queensland's half-year profits falling by 33%, it wasn't as bad as investors expected, with shares actually lifting by 5.2%. And the threat of war isn't bad for everyone, with defence company DroneShield securing a three-year procurement deal with NATO. Shares flew up 18.5% to $1.12. Going the other way today was BHP, down 1.2%, James Hardie down 2.8%, and Sonic Healthcare falling 1.8%. Shares in Boral went ex-dividend, with prices dropping by 4.5% to $5.72, and an easing of oil prices saw Woodside fall 1.2% and Santos drop by 0.5%. On the currency markets, the Aussie dollar continues to battle, dipping again to be just above 64 US cents. $1 will also get you 51.6 British pence, 99 Japanese yen, 60 euro cents, and $1.08 New Zealand. Brent crude has fallen below US $90 a barrel. The gold price has remained consistent at US $2,392 an ounce. Iron ore futures picked up again to $114 US a tonne, and a slight rise in the value of Bitcoin now has one coin worth the equivalent of 99,645 Aussie dollars. And finally, I know Ryan Gosling has been on Saturday Night Live this week trying to break away from Ken, the character he played so well in the blockbuster Barbie movie, but Barbie mania is not over just yet. Food maker Kraft Heinz has just partnered with the doll's creator Mattel to produce a special barbecue sauce, mixing mayo with classic barbecue to create a new beetroot-coloured condiment, complete with Barbie pink packaging and the famous doll's pigtailed silhouette on the front. The limited edition sauce is available only in the UK and Spain, but Australia is another possible market. With all Barbie merchandise flying off the shelves since the movie's release, Mattel's sales alone growing by close to 10%. As for other Barbie-themed products, Heinz says they're not ruling out a special edition Kenship as well. Tonight on the show, I'll speak to the CEO of the Bank of Queensland, Patrick Allaway, after those disappointing half-year results. I'll run through some grim numbers when it comes to businesses going under. And our regular retirement segment is back with some great advice on how to make the most of your super. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio via streaming or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.